chat. All right, Eddie. That's good, man. That's good. That was regal enough. All right, welcome to our chat here this on Friday night. And I are Phil Hendry, and it's good to be with you guys. It's been a fucking brutal week. I'm going to tell you guys about this. I know you want to talk. I know you want to guffaw and do the things that the, you know, that the boogie sort of drives you to do. But Kip Massey with us. Camsel Jack, how you doing? All of my kids. Bryn McLaughlin's with us. August. Rory McLeod. Frank. Rory. Frank. Rory. August. Wasey. Haven't seen you in a while, man. Or maybe that's just, you know, brain damage. My brain damage. All right, so James Coppin with us. Boy, you know what? Ronnie is here. Hey, Ronnie. Where you at, Ronnie? Where are you from? I forget. You're a relatively new person joining us. James says, hey, everybody, it's Friday night Little League tonight for the Pirates batting third. It's second baseman number five, James Kaufman. Is that your son, James? Or are you playing Little League baseball? So there you have it, folks, and Ronnie's with us. All right, now what's up with you, Ronnie? Are you bitching about something, motherfucker? Because I will block you. Oh. Those arrows on the side that you're bitching about are the opportunity for you to sideways get into. In other words, you can go from one date to the next. Answer to your question is no, we're not going to get rid of them because people requested that. They requested the opportunity or the ability to be able to navigate the website from the date they were at. So, okay, I'm here. Now can I go over to in this month, July 3rd, or do I got to go out of the fucking archives, go back to the month, go back to the year, and that kind of thing? I'm sure you understand. I'm sure you would agree. Bryn. So is Ronnie in here causing trouble tonight? Is that what he's doing? Matt Dietrich. Website is not so user-friendly unless it's my device. Jeez, you know what you could do, man, is give it your money back. I think that's a great idea. Ronnie, you want your money back? I got one guy I'm going to give his money back to. That's Matt. I realize that I'm being a little touchy. I forgive me for doing that. But we really work hard on answering, you know, the questions that our subscribers have had concerning the website and what you guys wanted us to do. So, and I recognize that most of you are really cool with it. Yeah, sure, Ronnie. August. Bernie's hitting the sack early. He's up in Illinois. Bad weather. Bernie sends his best. All right, real good. Jeff, yeah, I got it cut like 2 weeks ago though, man. So where you been? Greetings from the big fan tolerating a miserable hot summer in northern Utah. Fret Buzz. How you doing, buddy? I was talking to a bunch of people from Utah this past week. Let me tell you what happened this week. And I won't make it a long fucking, long drawn out thing, but Maria is back home. She was rehabbing at my house, and there was a lot of shit going on with the rehab. I had to make sure that she didn't break 90 degrees when she was sitting. I had to make sure that she had on these pressure socks so she wouldn't get a blood clot. I had to make sure that she had a proper shower to step into. She didn't have to step too high every time we went out in the car. She had to make sure that she had a cushion for the seat so that, again, she wasn't breaking 90 degrees. When you have hip replacement, you cannot sit at 90 degrees. That will destroy your fucking hips. You have to sit like that. You have to be off of 90 degrees. I had to make sure that she was getting her PT, which is her physical therapy, and her occupational therapy, which is upper body. We had to make sure that, you know, we went to the market and did all the normal things, that her laundry was done. And I was very, very happy to do all of that. In fact, I was really just ecstatic to do it. But it's a lot of work. And then on top of that, F is for Family started table reads this week and records this week. So, season three, we're really excited. I was even told, as I walked into one of the table reads, Phil, you got a raise. I got a raise. It was, you know, not much, but I'm joking around. I'm fucking around. It's fantastic. Thank you very much. Just saying that to tell you that this week, I just dropped Maria off at her house today. She's okay to be alone. And I'm telling you, there was a period there where I could not leave her alone at all because I didn't know if she fell down some stairs, if there was a fire. She's able to move up and down stairs now on her own. She doesn't need her walker. She doesn't need her crutches. What else is happening with her that's really kind of cool? I can't believe it. I can't fucking believe it. I mean, 1 month ago yesterday, today's the 21st still technically, right? 1 month ago yesterday, she was going into surgery to have both her fucking hips replaced. Now, I realize that we're no spring chickens around here, man, but she was a healthy woman, and it's always been a healthy woman, and she just took its toll, I think, on her athletics and stuff like that. She got out, you know, and we immediately started the process of rehabbing her. And boy, I'll tell you what, I've learned an awful lot about, if any of you guys ever have to have like joint replacement surgery, and there's a good chance some of you might, you hit me up, man. I got all the answers you need. I got a great doctor. His name is Dr. Tajayan in Thousand Oaks, California. The guy's a fucking monster, man. And he's a triathlete, and to support him, Marie and I went online to look up the Frankfurt, I think that's where he was, the Frankfurt Triathlon. He flew to fucking Europe to be in this goddamn triathlon right after he did Maria's surgery. So we went online, and all I got were a bunch of German blogs, you know, about, there's a triathlon people, as you probably know or don't, are freaks, and they're really stone in love with their sport, and they're all connected, and it's crazy. But yeah, we're in der Frankfurt now. I can't speak German. So anyway, Dr. J, and thank you very much, man. You are the you're the man. Anyway, that having been said, we had a table read today, and I took, as a little kick for Maria, I took her over to the hotel where we were having it, a place called the Beverly Garland Hotel in North Hollywood, and beautiful, beautiful place, just to get her out of the house, and she really enjoyed that. So I apologize for the time I've been away from the show, but it's all this trip, man, the last month has been this insane period of rehabbing Maria, and I never, ever in my wildest dreams thought that I would ever be in that position again, you know, to be taking care of her. We're not married anymore, but I guess, you know, when you love somebody, man, when they're hurting and they need help, you go, I'll do it. You know, it's kind of an automatic thing, so I do expect payment, of course, but we can talk about that a little bit. Wacy, I'll need some info. Not even 30 yet, and my knees are already starting to go. Goddamn Marine Corps. Wacy, I got it for you, brother. But you know what, Wacy? You got a long way to go, man. You got a long way to go, brother. You're going to be all right. Bryn, the Padres are sneaking up on the Giants' lead. Surprise, surprise. You watching the Padres and Giants? Wes Hurlford says, John and the Hurlers are playing at the University of Guam Auditorium. Bruce Vaught, Bruce here in Arizona, and just finished playing my Friday night music set. I've been trying to find the name of that surf track you've been using a lot lately. It opened the show 3 weeks ago on a Monday. My Shazam app doesn't pick it up. Please can you give me the name and where to find it? Now, Bruce, the surf music I've been playing lately is public domain music, and I've got a lot of it. I mean, I just played the Sentinels' Latinia. That is actually copyright protected. But I also played the C'est La Vie's, who I just liked them on Facebook. I love this band. And the C'est La Vie's are like neo-surf, you know. So anyway, Bruce, I'd have to tell me a little bit more about the track, man. Rory says, I hear the Giants are bad. Alexis, I heard of the Beverly Garland Hotel named after the... Yes, Alexis. It's named after Beverly Garland, who was in a bunch of sci-fi movies like It Attacked from Outer Space and The Thing That Crawled. I don't know what the fuck. But she got married to a wealthy guy, as well as you gals will do. And he bought for her a Howard Johnson's over on Vineland. It turned into the Beverly Garland Holiday Inn. And then they just bought it outright from Holiday Inn and turned it into the Beverly Garland Hotel. Now, he died, and she and her son took it over, and they turned it into this fucking retro 50s, not music or anything, but the place, it's like you're in a hotel from the 50s. It's got orange and brown colors. It's got all of that kind of design. The restaurant is fucking amazing. The bar is fucking amazing. I don't belong there because I'm an old fucker, because the only people that I saw in the bar were like hipsters and young actors and actresses and that shit. But I highly recommend it. If you come to LA, go there, have a ball because you can sit and listen to a bunch of clowns. The rooms are bitching. The price is not exorbitant. And we had our table read in the Garland Center, which is in the hotel in one of the rooms there. I never heard of the fucking place before in my life. Bryn, Phil, this was an investment in Maria's future, and I think most of us understand that. Glad she's doing well. Thank you, Bryn. And you, Bryn, having nursed back Paul, you know, I just wanted you to know what we were doing. It was a fucking crazy week. And like I said, I went into town for two table reads. Wait till I tell you, and a record. Wait till I tell you what happened to me on Tuesday. Frank, I'll be behind home plate, Yankees versus Indians, August 3rd. Cleveland, Frank, you going to be in Cleveland? I watched the Indians today, man. Or yesterday, I watched them against Detroit. I went ahead and I broke and I got the whole goddamn Major League Baseball package because I realized I want to watch all these games, and there they were, and I couldn't get to them. So we can't watch the Dodgers. That shit's still going on. I don't know if there's anybody from the LA area who knows anything more about that, but there's no Dodger baseball on TV. Not where I am. I do watch the Angels. And the rest of it, hey. Kip Massey, Wes Hurlford, fucking A, man. Melissa, Maria is lucky to have you. Thank you, Melissa. You know, hey, Melissa, is that Melissa? Melissa and I have been playing pool on Facebook. Jacob, but I don't want to complain about those goddamn arrows. Thanks for the Wes Hurlford show. I'm a happy little hurler. One question, is the sidekick named Shorty or Smokey or Snooky? Snooky, Jacob, Snooky. Snooky Winsome. And then they have a big ex-con named Bill, and he sang that one song, I was in prison, and he the whole reference to heterosexual sex. Fret Buzz, Phil and fans, what is the bit where Lloyd makes his wife crawl across the floor to to change the TV channel? Let me find out. Just so you guys know, I had a long conversation with Shane about our search engine, which is not to say that he's doing a bad job, but there's a lot of refinement that needs to happen. I'm going to go over here to the search engine. Now, let me see. There's search engine right up there in the corner. And I'm going to write Lloyd. And let's just see what comes up. Is that the search engine? Yeah. What is this shit, man? What the fuck? Okay. Dude. What is this, man? Oh, Lloyd Bonafide. Okay, those are best ofs. That's why that popped up. So what I have to do is, all right. So what I have to do is put in a more specific search word. So let's put in Lloyd. Wife. Crawl. I don't know if that'll work or not. An early version of Lloyd disciplines his grandkids for playing too much Nintendo by jolting their hands in a wall socket. Lloyd thinks that images of Cherry Chavo are disturbing. Workroom was rooming with a friend at a hotel, but his friend thought he was snoring and started. Lloyd's not doing too good. He's got a problem with his washing machine. Lloyd claims etiquette dictates that if a couple doesn't stay together for 6 months after wedding, they are to return all wedding presents. Lloyd is upset that someone revealed the fact he was having an affair. Now he's threatening to go to this guy's house and put a bullet in him. Lloyd is upset that a lady was giving away free samples of Hot Pockets at the supermarket. Lloyd Bonafide is insistent that a song he wrote called I Gotta Rock is played by a band at a team formal dance for underprivileged youth. Lloyd is upset that someone revealed the fact he was having an affair. Now he's threatening to go to this guy's house and put a... Oh, I saw that one. Well, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, I don't know, man, but I would strongly recommend that you use our search engine. If, you know, you have to be specific, as was told to me by Shane when I started complaining about it. He said, all right, what do you want to find, man? I said, well, I want to find Lloyd. He says, yeah, but what? So putting in some specific things there. Let's see here, man. Is Allie back with us? Bullshit. Allie, you're not with us, are you really? How did that happen? I thought you were taking some time off. I'm very, very happy, Allie. Very happy you're with us. Justin, all the Dodger games are blacked out here in Long Beach, and the Angels are also blacked out the other day. The Angels are not totally blacked out, man, because I watch the Angels. Even the home games are not blacked out. But what is blacked, at least for me on DirecTV, you can't get the Angel broadcast, or excuse me, you can't get the broadcast of the team. Let me start all over again. Anytime the fucking Angels play somebody, and every team, you see either the Angel broadcast or the other team's broadcast. The Angels black out the other team's broadcast. All the other teams in Major League Baseball allow you to listen to either or. The Dodgers, Justin's right, they fucking gone, man. They gone. So, Allie, it's good to see you, hon. Wasey, Phil, you should have gotten the 4th of July sale for Major League Baseball the whole year.
What?
$13. Are you serious? God damn, that is good. I think I wound up paying like... I'm hearing like a small animal. No. I wound up paying like... $60 or $70. What a goddamn ripoff. Jason, is there a way to chat and stream video simultaneously on Samsung phone, or do I need to stop being so cheap? Jason, I don't know about Android phones, man. I can tell you that on iPhone, you can stream the video and chat at the same time. The chat box comes up. This is obviously our, you know, desktop, which mirrors almost exactly our iPad or iPhone, whatever you got. And so what you have, my boy, and I'm going to have to goddamn refresh this thing. Okay. So there's my ugly fucking face. Wait. There's my ugly fucking mug. And along with my ugly mug is this chat box right here. Now, on your phone, you should have that, on your iPhone. On your Samsung, I don't know. I would think that you should have it on your Samsung. I would think that every computer and every iPad and every notebook and every fucking phone should have the thing, the way the thing, you know. What's the fucking secret here, man? Oh, there's Melissa. Yes, you can. I'm an Android user. Melissa is an efficient woman. She knows what the fuck is going on. Paul, Jason, it works on Chrome for me. Just can't really see, but you can hear and chat. Rory, one of the bull haircuts come to kill him after all these years. MD Philfan, I was able to stream and chat using my Android Turbo 2. Rory McLeod says, John 671. Yep, Lloyd thought she was a Chinese guy with a rifle. Are you serious? So, do you guys know the date on that? Because we just had that question from our brother. Who asked that question anyway? But you see, if you stick around in the chat, a lot of people don't know this or don't want to know it. But if you really are interested in what the show is about, this is the best place to be, because I get shit answered for me all the time. We can ask a question here and people will say, oh, it was this, this, and this. Stuff that I don't even know. So, I'm telling you, man. You know, you got to spread the word among any Phil fans, you know, that if you want an answer to a question, come to the chat, man, because people will generally have the answer. Here's Baker and Bozeman. King Philip, I've been an MLB TV subscriber for years, and here's a really cool feature, at least for me. When watching a ball game, you can choose to listen to the radio broadcast rather than the TV audio, which is particularly key for me listening to Yankees and Cubs. No shit. You have DirecTV? I have DirecTV. Is that offered on DirecTV, or is that... it must be. God damn it. Where do I go for that? I suppose I should be a little bit more savvy as to these things, right? That sounds bitching. That really does. I get very invested in play-by-play. I love it. I love to listen to the local play-by-play. And I'm just a dork that way. Here is Melissa. Galaxy S8, to be exact, is where Melissa uses her Android. So... You know, Wasey says, Phil, it was $13 for the 4th of July sale, but it's only good for the rest of the season. Still a lot of baseball, though. Any game, any team's broadcast. Do you have to, Wasey, do you have to resubscribe at the end of the season? Justin, I think the only way you can watch the Dodgers here is if you have Time Warner. I had DirecTV, too, for a long time, and they took the games off about 4 to 5 years ago. Well, that's the thing, man. I've got, I've got Time Warner for my goddamn internet. I don't have Time Warner for my TV. Well, you know the funny thing about it? I don't fucking miss it at all. Nah, you shouldn't say that. The Dodgers are having a massive fucking season. Everybody knows that. And at some point, I'm going to want to see a Dodger game. You know, I'm going to probably be very insistent on that and go, hey, what the fuck happened, man? I had Dodger ball and all of that. Now you're fucking me up. So in the early 80s, the Dodgers had a massive pennant race with the Atlanta Braves. It was like 82, 81, something like that. A friend of mine and I called the cable company in Sierra Madre, California, and kept saying, are you going to have the fucking game? You're not going to black it out? Yeah. Because it was a home game, and they said they would have the game, and they had black. So my buddy wound up throwing dirt clods at the front of the fucking office in Sierra Madre, California in 81, like threatening them. It was very weird. Kip Massey, I just listened to ball games on my iPhone with the MLB At Bat app. The MLB At Bat app. Baseball's better on radio. Bad part is it's like 20 seconds behind the TV broadcast. Yep, FM radio is actually a few seconds ahead. Okay, because there's a satellite lag even with video image. I don't know that whole thing with FM, why they're ahead of everybody else, but it sounds insane. James Kaufman, Justin, isn't it difficult to watch the Dodgers without Vinny? Yeah, you know, man. You know, James, when Chick left the Lakers, that was a major. Ever since I was a kid, both Vinny and Chick I listened to from the time I was a kid. From the time I was a fucking kid. And when Chick went away, that was huge, because I had season seats. I used to walk to my seats and I could look up. Chick Hearn was not courtside like a lot of guys. He was halfway up the, he used to say, high above the western sideline. That's where he sat. And when I would walk by him to my seat, I would look up at Chick, and his eyes were just, he was like 100% on the game. You know, just his eyes bugged out. He was so great. And same thing with Vin Scully. You know, so somebody was reminding me of the game where Rick Monday grabbed the American flag and ran away with it. The dude that was going to set it on fire. Do any of you guys remember that? It made Rick Monday a hero in L.A. He was with the Cubs at the time. He was playing center field. Some asshole came out of the stands. The American flag was going to burn it. And I remember Scully going, oh, the animals are loose. There's an animal out there. I don't know what's going on. And the guy was sitting there with his son, and he was about ready to light this American flag, and Monday grabbed it and ran. That made Rick Monday a L.A. hero. And shortly thereafter, he came to play for the Dodgers. And I don't know why I'm bringing that up. Well, just when Vinny made that call, like, the animals are loose. All right. Bruce, not C'est la vie. I looked it up. Sounds like coconuts clacking together when it opens, and then it's mostly electric guitar melody. I figured it was public domain. You've used it a lot. Let me look for it, man. Let's find it, brother. Let's find this. I want to find this. Coconuts clacking together. Oh, no, I don't know, man. Let me see. There's a lot of weird shit here. I can't. You know what? I gotta mute something. Hold on. Fuck. I've got to mute it. There we go. All right, I'll mute it. Now. Take one. I don't suppose that's it. Say, man, I don't know. I'll find it for you, man. I promise. But all of these are surf tracks that I found on various, you know, sites that were public domain sites. Jacob, also like the Gene Jebel call out. Wonder what Wes's history with him is. You know, that'd be an interesting thing. I think Gene Jebel has a relationship with Wes the same as all the other artists. He bugged him, and Wes probably kicked his ass at one point. You know, Rory, if the Padres weren't a perennial dumpster fire, I would consider MLB TV to listen to their games. Now, Rory, you're in Columbus. Why the Padres? Are you, do you have San Diego roots? And I can tell you, I have no connection to the Padres other than the fact that I used to listen to them on the radio when I was a little kid and they were still a minor league team. They got a nice stadium. Oh, my stepdaughter, Catherine, has a boyfriend who has a fucking condominium overlooking Petco Park. And, I mean, they can see the game. I don't think it's her boyfriend. It's her friend. Now, I've never seen a condominium like this where you can actually see the game. It must be part of the stadium. Maybe that's it. Because it's pretty funny. And she sends us pictures of her. She's all just... And the fucking field is right there. And they've got a fire pit going. And you're like, what is this? You know? But it's... You don't have a partial view. You have a full view of the stadium and the field and the game. So, Bryn, James Kaufman, Oral, and What's-His-Face are pretty good. Nobody will praise Vinny, of course, but the announcers are pretty good. You talking about Oral Hershiser? Here's Melissa. Help find this episode. Might be KFI years. It was call-in, and Phil played a Girl Scout troop leader who explained the poor Girl Scouts are in sweatshops making those cookies we all love. Okay, Melissa, let's do it. See, I'm here to prove my point about these things. It's like, goddamn, where was that thing, man? Wait a minute. Sorry. So I'm going to go up here to my little search feature, which is right here. And we're going to look up Girl Scout cookies. Sweatshop. Naturally, I misspelled sweatshop. And then I'll put it up on screen here. Let's see what we have. Uh-oh, there's nothing. Not so happy with your search results? No, we're not. We think they suck. Girl Scout, I don't believe that. It's got to be. I put in a lot of words, so let me just put in Girl Scout cookies. Hey, man, that ain't cool. That is not cool. Girl Scouts. Sometimes Shane is watching. Oh, you know what? I fucked up the spelling on that. Sorry. Sometimes Shane is watching these, chats. And immediately is. All right. Coach Vernon Dozier recapped the World Cup before melting down and screaming fuck and hanging up. These are all very recent. Let me see. Okay, a lot of these are classic shows that we did. The Mother-Son Sex Report. Holy Christ. Vernon Dozier reacting to Oakland police officer clearing the streets of Occupy protesters. Austin Amarca. Colleen Kristen Brewster. I don't know, man.
Is that it?
That's it. Let me find that here. Where are you, Melissa? Hey, Phil, if I could get my ass to Anaheim from Flagstaff before the season over, you down to hit up it? Yeah, fuck yes. But you ain't going to, you ain't going to pay for it. I have to pay for it because I'm the media star and you're, you know, or unless, of course, I'm kidding. Yeah, let's do it. But here's the thing. What happened to that goddamn episode we were looking for? Here's Rory, classic episode of this one. Rory found one that he likes. And we're going to goddamn put it on, man. So, as I encounter these situations, guys, rest assured that I do report them to the proper authorities, and we get the goddamn thing figured out. There's something wrong with the ERL you gave me, man, or the, excuse me, the URL. No, there isn't. It was the way that I copied and pasted it. Sorry. Let me see here. All right, here we go. So this is one that Rory sent us. Now, Rory, what is up with this one, man? Let me make sure that I've got this turned up. Okay, cool. Wait a minute. Here it is. Paul in Perth just woke up and says hello. Hey, Paul. Paul, what's up? Classic episode of this one, says Rory. This is from January 26, 2017. Coach Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy has written a book about the origins and travels of sports franchises, which the panel turns to garbage in short order. It's General Shaw's birthday, and John Jerryman comes on. Classic show from 2004. Doug Danger says that you won't tell him to his face that you disapprove of gay marriage. And the great Lloyd Bonafide is a Korean War vet who feels disrespected when someone thrusts their hand to stop an elevator door from closing. Was that the one that they were referring? Somebody was referring to a Lloyd Bonafide one? And the one where the Girl Scouts are crawling? I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying, but I don't know. Anyway, you guys are the best. Thank you for at least showing me the way, man. Yeah, tell Paul hello. James says that, and I agree. Here is Melissa. Yeah, I've searched and can't find it. I'm guessing it isn't in the archive. This would have been KFI 2. Yeah, we should have it. We should have it, Melissa. I'll find it. And when we find it, then that motherfucker's going to be in there. James Coppin, can you put this on the screen? Rick Bundy. Okay, so James, did you find this, James? Here it is. James is sharing something from Rick Bundy. I have a feeling it's the thing that I was talking about. Let's see. Oh, okay, so this is cool. All right, dig this. Hold on. I don't know if it's Vinny. Is it Vinny's voice, James? Probably.
Later, I could not tell you immediately what was on my mind, except what they were doing was wrong. As far as I'm concerned, it was wrong in 1976. It's wrong today, what they were trying to do. The first match was struck, and as it was put to the flag, the wind blew it out, and I'm still running at them. The second match is ignited, and one of them starts to put the match to the flag at the same time I got there. I do know that I thought about maybe bowling them over. But now I can get the flag before maybe the match can get there. So I reached out, picked it up, still on the run. And the first thing that came to mind, I mean, you could smell the lighter fluid. That's how much they doused it. And it was soaking wet. You could feel the coldness of this lighter fluid. And I said, well, is it on fire? Well, obviously it was not on fire. Thank goodness it was not on fire.
People don't notice, but he beat me to the flag. I was coaching third base at that time. And I saw Rick Money start running from center field over to left. I didn't know what it was, but as soon as I saw him stop, I took off and I ran out there.
Tommy Lasorda, remember, was the third base coach at the time.
Yeah.
It was the year before he became the manager, the year before I came to the Dodgers. Tommy ran past me yelling about every expletive a longshoreman has ever uttered in trying to get to the guys. I gave the flag to Doug Rao, who's a left-handed pitcher for the Dodgers, who came out of their third base dugout, and I gave him the flag. I turned around. The guys are being escorted off the field by members of the security team, and also Duke, the head groundskeeper, was with them, too, and he had one of them by the arm, and they escorted them off the field. And it was a very quiet moment. There was a
message board,
a smattering of applause as they got these two guys off the field. Then it got quiet again. And if memory serves correctly, from one part of the stadium, I don't know where, and then from another part, and then from another part, and then kind of collectively, people began to sing God Bless America. Don't know where it came from.
It was a very heroic move on his part in a situation that could have easily just let go. The flag could have easily just burned there until a couple of ushers came out. But Rick acted, and I think we're all very, very happy that he did.
I'm surprised by the response in the greatest sense of the word. Embarrassed by the intention it was focused upon me, because I don't know anyone who would not have done the same thing had they been as close to it as I was. So that being said, I get letters every week from retired servicemen, from their families, from kids who were not even born then that heard about it. And I started again a little bit more so a few years ago. Major League Baseball had selected that moment, saving the flag, as one of the top 100 moments in Major League Baseball history. So there was a rejuvenation of that entire thing. And from time to time, people ask him, well, are you upset because you spent 19 seasons in the major leagues and you're known for primarily stopping two people from burning the flag? If that's all you're known for, it's not a bad thing at all. I think it solidified the thought process of hundreds of thousands of people that represented this country in fine fashion. Many of them lost their lives.
All right, so just to give you some context, and then we'll get back to our chat here. And in fact, I want to get to the chat because I don't want to keep talking. But Rick Monday did have a home run against the Yankees in the... he had a home run against the Expos in the 81 playoffs, which was pretty fucking big, so, you know. But that cat... Rick Monday was nobody in L.A. When he did that, he made his career as a broadcaster here. They traded for him. He came here. And I believe he still does. Does he still do Dodger games? I don't know. Thank you for the link there, Rory. Roy. Or Rob. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for the link, brother. Rory, Phil, you replayed the Western Estates bit where they were worried about a peeping Tom, but it wasn't how I remembered. Isn't that always the way? Yeah? You know... The Peeping Tom thing at Western Estates had more to do with Bobby and Steve doing some sort of security drill. Isn't that right, Rory? Jason, do you have the bit where Phil wore a gorilla suit in Barstow for a car dealership? Yeah, man, we've got to have it. By the end of this goddamn summer, we're going to have a lot of shit up there. I told you we're working on Miami. And I'm just, you know, I want to get the KFI years, but I want to get a better quality of recording because there's a lot of bootleg shit out there and the recordings are for shit. I mean, it's just goddamn scratchy ass, unlistenable shit. And I know that somewhere somebody has the pristine quality of that. And like I said, we will name the archive after you. Everybody that donates something to our archive, we name that section of the archive after, you know, like the Rory McLeod archive, the Rory McLeod Lloyd Bonafide archive or something like that. So anyone who has that, we will immortalize you in that sense. James, where is that flag today? I have no idea. I think Monday uses it as a tablecloth now for his family picnics. I'm kidding. I don't know. Any relationship with the Bakersfield chimp? Probably that's why I got into the gorilla suit. MD Phil fan, here's the new Captain America by War Bond. Oh, he's the new Captain America by War Bonds. Monday? Bryn McLaughlin from Paul in Perth. Hey, Phil, back on my feet, back at Kendo again. Whoo! And writing a Wild West role-playing game, which gives me an excuse to watch old Westerns and Briscoe County Jr. again. Yaha. Is that a TV show? Briscoe County? Rory McLeod, that chimp scares the hell out of me, says August. Ronnie, General Shaw approves. Justin, that's a great video. The look on Garvey's face is like he just took one square in the shorts. You know, I thought Tommy Lasorda is like, you know, I was out there, yeah, bullshit. But I guess, you know, I was proved wrong. Yes, he was. Alexis, that dude saving that flag is awesome. Cool moment. Bryn McLaughlin asked Paul to make a Wyatt Earp tombstone game, please. Bruce fought Phil. The surf track I'm looking for opened the show on Monday, July 3rd at the timestamp of 59:16. If I email or somehow get that info to you outside the chat, please let me know so I can get the name of it, where to purchase it. That this crazy musician is obsessed with finding it. By the way, I was a competitive triathlete and Ironman and agree, we're totally insane. Yes, you are. I can find it right now, man. July 3rd. Let's do it. That's why we have those little funny fucking arrows, man, you know? Now, July 3rd. Oh, wait a minute. Did you say July 3rd of this year? Yeah, you must have. All right. So what we do, we go back to our archives, and here's what you do. See, go up to this little thing here. Boom. You go to archive. Boom. No, go here and go to archive. I probably have too much. I've zoomed it in too much. 2017, July 3rd. It said 59 something is the timestamp. All right, so we got to get all the way down to the beginning of the month. There's July 3rd. Now, 59 on the video is going to be different because we're doing a pre-show there. So I don't know whether it's 59 in or 59. What the fuck? What is this shit that I... what is this? Must be the show's beginning, you know? All right, I want to just X out the audio.
Oh, and he didn't even slide.
All right. Let's get rid of that fucking thing. I don't know, man. Let's see. I probably shouldn't be doing the video of this thing.
Everyone to the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is Margaret Gray, okay, and this ought to be fun today.
All right, just
this ought to be a lot of fun. And anyway, this is Margaret Gray. You?
Yeah, me.
I'll tell you what this is, man. It's this song here. It's called, I have to get my glasses. It's by a group called The Bombers. It's called Cucumber Lotion. And I think this is it here. No, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on, hold on.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'll find it, brother. I know the song, man. It's really familiar. Is it Happy Bee? I'm probably wasting a lot of time doing this shit, aren't I? Let me just find this. I know that song. We'll be right back. domain site on Internet Archive's public domain. I entered in surf music. It took me to the Internet Archive public domain. It's called, as I mentioned, Track 5, Unknown Artist. What is that? I don't know. I'm sorry to just leave you in a lurch, man, but there's got to be another way that we can identify that. Yeah, I know, but I don't know the name of that goddamn song, you know, the name of the band. I could, you know, are you trying to just have the track to listen to, like, for your band or something? Because I could roll the thing for you. Jeff is with us. He says, if a midget farts in the forest, would anyone care? All right. That is so true. By the way, I'm watching the Yankees and the Mariners, and that fucking guy for the Yankees just jacked another one out, man. Who's that kid? That Aaron Judge kid? Jesus Christ. Bruce, I'll tell you. Bruce, go to Google, enter in royalty-free surf music. No. Enter in Internet Archive. I'm going to have to do this. Well, I don't want to, look, I'm going to be taking too much time doing this, but Bruce, go to the Internet Archive. Enter in Google Internet Archive. It'll take you to that site. Internet Archive has everything broken down by film, video, and there's songs, audio, okay? Enter in under their audio category, surf music. And what will come up is a big fucking file, man. All of the songs downloadable, everything, you know, you can use. It's everything that we play here on the show. And that song is among them. It's called Track 5, Unknown Artist. You know? MD Philfan. If anyone has seen the Three Stooges in orbit and saw that crazy dance the Stooges and the Martians were doing at the end of the movie, that's what I was doing when Phil was playing all that music. That's fantastic. I haven't seen it, but I can well imagine. Carla, Phil, are you live and in current time next week? Yes. Yes, we are, Carla, and I apologize. I don't know if you were with us at the beginning of the show. I explained that Maria is back home. She was in her final week of physical therapy and occupational therapy. We are also started up at a whole new season of F is for Family, so it was at Table Reads and Records. So it was nuts. In fact, I almost fell asleep on the freeway like twice coming back from this shit because I was so fucking tired that I told Maria, I said, I got to stop and like get a hotel or some shit between here and L.A. because I'm falling asleep on the goddamn freeway. So Melissa, archive.org. Melissa just found it for you, Bruce, archive.org. Rory, I want to say a word for the dearly departed Saturday Cinema for this week. Now, Rory, the Saturday Cinema is coming back, but this week we were not able to get it done because things just got backed up, but it definitely is coming back. It has not gone away, man. Jeff, yes, we have a ghost in my office. Yesterday it set off the copier. Very weird. I like Jeff because he never gives us enough fucking information. We got to sit here and go, okay, now what does that mean? Jeff, you're a brain surgeon, but I was talking about Maria's rehabilitation from her hip replacement surgery. And I actually wanted to ask you some questions, but you wouldn't know anything about this shit. You only know about the brain. August says to Jeff, get some EVPs. I will try, but a bit afraid of doing that. It makes me a bit sad. Carla, Phil, I did miss the start. Thanks. Missed you this week. Thank you, Carla. I missed you guys. I did do Wes Hurlford for Friday, and of course I misidentified the day as it was Thursday. That's when I was recording it, but we did the Wes Hurlford show for our BSPs, and I had a blast with that. I had this image of little kids getting into a frenzy dance, listening to Wes Hurlford, and it was like Lord of the Flies, and they're just vomiting, they're projectile vomiting as Wes Hurlford is playing his music. It's all very bizarre and strange, but it's kind of the way that my mind works, man. Rory, I want to nominate Don Berman for Saturday. Oh, that's a great idea.
Tom Berman here. And so, General, what do you think?
Well, Don, I understand that you're a newsman, and so you're familiar certainly with the large issues of the day.
I certainly.
What about gigantic lizards that come out of, you know...
Come out of what?
Come out of Tokyo Bay.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I've been doing those for years.
So you have reported on gigantic creatures?
Yes, but I don't call them... They usually were my first three wives. Now, anyway, so that will be an interesting thing.
August, Jeff, it is kind of fucked up how spirits could be trapped here like that. Frank, road trip update? Cleveland Frankie, the road trip. Yeah, in fact, I was talking to Maria about it. The first visit we're going to make is to Sacramento. Now, I know you're probably wondering when that will be. We wanted it to be by the end of this month. I'm not lying. It will be by, you know, the end of summer. But Sacramento to Dr. Jeff will be the first. Then we'll go to Portland, Seattle, one of those two. Then we'll go to Salt Lake City. Then we will go to the Florida BSBs, Tampa, Miami, etc. Then we'll get up to the Northeast someplace, probably Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and New York City. Now, all of this is contingent, of course, upon you guys and where you want me to be. So what we're planning on doing is having you RSVP. So we will have, hey, Phil is partying in Portland, for instance. RSVP. Phil will be in Sacramento. RSVP. Now, there are some who are advising me the following thing. They're saying, well, people can RSVP, but they're not really serious. How do you know they will be serious? I said, I don't know. They said, why don't you charge them money? And I said, that's a horrible suggestion. I would never do that. They said, charge them enough money and you can pocket it. And I said, well, now you're talking. No, but we have to make sure that we get, when people RSVP, they're going to show up. So that's how we're planning this thing. And Maria got involved in the planning of this because she is finally out of danger. Not out of danger, but she's finally out of the, the rehab part. So that's a great idea. We're going to have Don Berman, Baker and Bozeman. Holy shit, Phil. Look what I just found online. I can't wait for this. So Baker and Bozeman just sent me a URL. Let's find out what this is. Holy shit, Phil. Look what I just found online. What happened to my... God damn it. All right. Let's see what this is from Jeff in Bozeman, Montana. He's a maniac. Oh, check this out. This is an episode guide. The ultimate Phil Henry Show episode guide. This is an amazing piece of work here. Wow, man, that is really heavy. This is 96. Look at this shit, you guys. This is all from 96. What is this? More farewell chat with callers. Farewell chat. Oh, this is fucking Miami. The whole thing of it is, though, is where's this audio at? Most likely this was done not real time. This was done contemporaneously. Well, and then the beginning stages of Los Angeles. This is crazy. This is fucking crazy. Look at this. It's an enormous file. I'm going to have to look at this. Let me look at this. So you guys can certainly link that yourselves because Baker and Bozeman just put the link up. You know, Jeff, there was a bunch of people when I first got to L.A. There was one lady, everybody knew her name, I forget now, but she had a daily log. She had a daily diary of what we did. The most famous log was the Steve Bozell lawsuits that G. Gordon Liddy read on the air because he thought it was real, which Jeff says, ask away. I will, Jeff. Which I felt bad later because if I was G. Gordon Liddy, I'd read that shit too. I'd think it was real, you know. Jeff says, ask away. I started an orthopedic surgery, did a lot of hips. Ask me anything. My question is, Jeff, how long before she can actually bend over and put on socks and shoes herself? How long before she can drive a car? And, I think that's probably it, because she's really healing well, man, and she's gaining flexibility more and more every day. But she still can't. And I know one more thing. I have to put pressure socks on her every day, man, to keep the blood clots from forming. How long do we have to do that? I'm telling everybody a lot of personal shit about Maria, and she's probably going to just hate me forever. And I'm getting free advice here from Jeff, but thanks, brother. Mike Perez. Hey, Mike. Are you doing an L.A. get-together? Yeah, you know, I never thought about an L.A. get-together because I'm in L.A., you know. But, yeah, we should do one. Probably the last one we do, because so many people around outside of L.A. that have wanted me to visit. Yeah, we will. Jay Wigden, the ultimate Henry Conn in L.A., dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills, a drink at the Rusty Pelican, then over to Mr. Pooh's to listen. Ain't that the truth, man? Can Bernie pick us all up at his rig for the road trip? Cleveland Frankie, Las Vegas after Salt Lake, I-15 southbound. Melissa, have $5 tickets, even if for charity. That's a great idea. That's a really good idea, you know. But what we want to do is have guys RSVP so we know how many people we have coming to the event. Otherwise, it gets a little whacked out. August, bad news in the world of beer. Genesee Cream Ale has been discontinued, at least in my region. All right, thank you, August, for that. Well, now, where do you live, man? You must live where Genesee Cream Ale is, if you'll pardon the expression, Cream Ale is produced. What is that, upstate New York? Okay, I just heard what could be the beginning stages of my cat, Thunder, working an internal combustion engine. I think I heard my car starting. No, I'm just kidding. Kip Massey, no worries. I'm used to nothing cool coming to Diminiver, and when it does, I usually miss Pantera type O negative 1995. Somebody will interpret that for me later on, man. Baker and Mosman, I stumbled on that when I was trying to find the Girl Scout cookie episode. That's pretty intense, man. And you know, I have seen a lot of that shit. And that's stuff to hang on to. And the Steve Bozell lawsuit log was an amazing thing. It is. Here is Allie. I'm off, Mr. Henry. Say hi to Thunder for me. Where were you, Allie? You were here. You were very quiet, and now you're leaving? Where are you off to, Allie? Rory, Thunder makes an appearance in Escape from Sweet Farm. Yes. James Kaufman, have a good weekend, Allie. So Allie was here, and now she's gone. Okay, Allie. I'm going to bring Thunder in, man. You know, Thunder is a pretty damn good cat, but she is a cat, which means cats are a little dopey. They don't quite recognize you, and then they recognize you, you know? If you're gone for more than a couple of days, they're like, I go, I'm the fucking guy that feeds you, remember? And they're like, oh, yeah. Unlike dogs who are just immediately, oh, yeah. You know, they recognize you and they're all over you like white on rice. Cats have to kind of, and you go, I'm the guy that feeds you. You feed me. Yes, motherfucker. Okay. And Thunder doesn't like being called motherfucker, but that's tough. You know, she pissed me off. Anyway, Jeff, can drive if she can flex at the hips and use her feet without pain. Wear the pressure socks until she's consistently up and about. Continue them if there is swelling in the legs and feet. Thank you for that, Jeff, because she does have swelling in her ankles. So that's a major, major answer for us, man. And then she can drive if she can flex at the hips. That I don't know, man. She's still not breaking the 90. She's still doing her, you know, every time we go to a restaurant, she's got to have we bring a little cushion in with her, and she had to be on a walker, man, before she had the surgery, and then many weeks after she had the surgery. But she's off the walker now. She's
Justin, I'll be there if you do a meet in L.A. Brother, we will. Phil gets an unexpected shipment of Yoo-Woo and Thunder eyes it. Oh, Delmarva, Delaware. Thanks, Kip. I don't know what you were talking about, man. And August is in Pensacola. Darren, if I make the trip from Australia, will you help with the price of the flights? Damn, thought not. Tell you what, if you'll help us fly to Australia and, you know, we'll hang with you, I think we can work something out, man. Definitely. I think we can do a quid pro quo. Allie, not that into baseball, so not much to say. We're not talking about baseball, hon. We're on to new topics. Here's Marie. Charge $5 to $10 reservation fee. Get a free drink coupon. Now you guys are talking. Anyway, we're going to do that, and that will make sure that we have RSVPs and we know how many people are going to be showing up. It won't take that long. It takes, you know, like a week to do it. So, Roy McLeod, I keep wanting to finish Escape from Sweet Farm, but it keeps expanding. Are you writing it, man? Bryn McLaughlin, there's a cat at the Perth house that brings us rats. That's what cat. You know what I found out, by the way, Bryn? You know why cats bring dead animals? It's not to say, hey, look, I've killed this animal. Don't you love me for keeping the place vermin free? I heard that it's their way of saying, this is for the soup pot. Like, here's some food for the communal, you know, but as far as cats are concerned, that's a fat moth, motherfucker. That is some choice eating. Now, are you telling me, you know, that's what somebody told me. Thunder killed a goddamn moth around here. I don't know where we're getting these moths. Here where we live at the El Pacifico, we got moths with wingspans like that, I'm telling you. And they're big-ass motherfuckers. And when they hit, you know, their wings go against the lights and stuff, it sounds like a bat. It's just... All right, guys, I am forever grateful for you being here with us. I'm so sorry about this past week. We'll be with you all this coming week, and we will have our Saturday Cinema coming back up on Saturday of next week. And thank you for your good wishes for Maria, because I do communicate those to her. I do, and she's really, really grateful to everybody. And you guys are very, very kind about that. So the summer continues, and now we have Maria in on the planning stages for our meet and greets. I will see you guys Sunday night for our live streaming show. I'll give you some updates on how we're moving along with the website and getting our new material up and digitized. And then, of course, our meet and greets. And just, you know, have a ball, man. And I do recommend you hit up those links that we got tonight, especially the... wasn't there one link we got here from Rory... or from Roy, having to do with some audio. Baker sent us the spreadsheets. And then I got one other link here. For just go back through the chat, and whenever you see these links, they're really valuable that the guys are posting for us. Paul Dentino, Phil, any thoughts on OJ coming out? Jeff, fuck him and his rotten, stinking ass. I mean, my thing is this, Paul. He got paroled for the thing that happened in Vegas, and he was kind of a little tiny bit railroaded. Not a lot. You know, he was guilty. But for that crime, yeah, he's probably due to come out. But for the overall OJ thing, I mean, you know what, man? That cat's going to have to answer to, you know, a higher power or whatever you want to. You know, I just don't know. But definitely, I agree with you with what a lot of you guys are probably thinking, that he's a scumbag. And, you know, has lied and fucked everybody up. All right, kids. Thanks for being with me. And I'll talk to you guys later. I'll see you guys on Sunday night.